Hi, welcome to our weekly micro-podcast. No more than 10 short minutes of exploration into the world of indie publishing and content creation. I'm Cherry Jeffs and...
I'm Paul Reed.
And we're Craving Distraction. Okay, so this week we've got a new format which we're going to be pursuing, and that is that one of us comes up with a topic but the other person doesn't know what it's going to be, so it really is going to be completely spontaneous content creation. And this week it's me to come up with the question, and well, lots of people have been asking, and I'm sure there's lots of you wondering, because you see the teapot monk, the gazpacho monk, and he's everywhere. He's on Vine, he's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, he's on blogging, he's podcasting, he's writing books and making videos. And so people are asking, just how is the teapot monk so productive? So we're going to talk about productivity. So we want to know, Paul, is it an app? Is it a Taoist approach? What is it that makes you so productive?
Well, I think it's very interesting, the idea of productivity, because just because I produce lots of content doesn't mean that content actually serves any real purpose. It's easy for someone to keep producing vast amounts of content on all the different social media platforms, but whether or not that's actually having a function or it's serving a purpose, that's another question altogether.
Okay, good point. We'll come back to that in a little bit, but you're not going to wriggle out of it so easily. What I want you to share with us is a little bit about your approach to the multiple projects that you are engaged in. So when you start your day, do you plan to just be focusing on one project, or is that over multiple days, or are you running lots of projects all at once and doing bits on all of them?
Well, I do use certain organisational tools, but not many of them, because like most aspects of technology, I get bored of them very quickly and shift and play around with them. But one of the things I do tend to use is, for long-term strategy, Workflowy, which is an online and app-based outliner. And for short-term to-dos, I use an app called Swipes, which gives me sort of very open flexibility about it. So I have projects that are ongoing, and these are in Workflowy that I need to keep pushing forward inch by inch. But day-to-day things tend to be caught up in Swipes, which is very much more instinctive and quick to throw in. And so my days are sort of like peer into both of those. And then when I've peered into both, I ignore them completely and get on with whatever I fancy doing.
Well, I've noticed that whatever you do, you're very fast at it. While I'm still thinking about the idea, you've you've already done it, tried it, and either discarded it or done something with it. Talking of speed, I've come across a concept yesterday. Well, it wasn't a concept. I extracted the concept from something I came across, and I wonder what you think of this. I'm thinking about writing a blog post on it this week sometime. And basically, it was an article on Copy Blogger, which I don't normally read, but it came up in a feed. And it was by a woman who's not Copy Blogger, but called Katie, who's also known as the Wellness Mama. And she says that she does a daily blog post 4 or 5 days a week, and that it takes an hour to do this blog post. And for me, to do a blog post in an hour is something I can only dream of. So I was interested in the article. And she says, now, before you say that this is not possible, she says, you've got to bear in mind that she's got 5 kids the oldest of which is 7, and she homeschools them. She also, because she blogs about, sort of healthy living, she cooks 21 meals a week from scratch. She just finished the first draft of a cookbook, and as I said, she writes about 4 or 5 blog posts every week. So what I was thinking was that, do you think that by doing something every day like that, whereas you might think that that's only going to increase the amount of time you're going to take to do a project or to spend on a particular aspect of your work, you might actually be saving time, because that regularity gets you into a sort of groove that really speeds up your process. What do you think?
I think it sounds admirable. I think it sounds an interesting approach, and I would wholly support anyone who wished to do it. Regarding whether or not that's an approach I would contemplate, I can't imagine anything more contrary to the way that I would work, but I certainly would imagine that for someone who has a regular subject matter and that can produce in, and has to, because of their, obviously, their daily structure, has to produce at a certain time in a certain fashion, then that sort of military precision in terms of blog posting would be an answer. It's not comparable, I think, to my approach, but yeah, I think that's maybe the answer for some people.
I was just thinking, because when I did that year of daily painting or daily artwork 365, that I produced more work in that year than I've ever produced in my life at any other time. And so what I could say is that I could look over, given that most of the time I spent about an hour, sometimes I spent more, sometimes I spent less, but say it was an average of an hour, I could say that those 365 hours compared to what I can normally do in 365 hours were much, much, much more productive. So I was thinking that in a way you get into this sort of groove where just the sheer habit of that same activity makes you much more efficient at what you do.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we all know the myths of multitasking that I've written about in the books on Tai Chi and in some of the stuff I've mentioned in Spain, which is that it really is just a self-deception to think that you can handle numerous different projects at the same time in any efficient way. You may convince yourself that you're more productive because you're maintaining X number of balls in the air as you're juggling, but realistically, how many of those are falling back into place for you to use again? It's questionable. The research that's been done has shown that our attention that is required from us and concentration when we switch from one project to another, in order to get back to where you were again in any meaningful way, is such a drain on our resources and time that it defeats the point of trying to maintain several projects on the go at the same point. So in that sense, yes, I can imagine, like your year of painting, where you did a painting a day for that length of time, you got into a routine and it worked and you produced. Whether that serves your overall aim is a second question, but certainly if you've got work to do, then keep pushing it in the same direction and don't get distracted by other things. Keep consistent and build up a habit. Those are certainly good constructive advice there.
Okay, great. Talking of habits, I've just got my review copy of Gretchen Rubin's new book, Better Than Before, which is all about how we form habits and how different people form habits in different ways. So how forming a habit of doing something at the same time every day may not work for you, but it might work for someone else, and a different way might work for you. So I'll be reviewing that soon on my blog, which is at art.cherryjeffs.com. And that's it for this week. We'll be seeing you soon on Craving Distraction.